Just recently, I've become an avid reader of Paperback Warrior. It's an invaluable website focused on the pulpy paperback fiction of the 20th century, with a strong emphasis on crime noir, spy thrillers, men's action adventure, and westerns. The website and its accompanying podcast are a brilliant window into a fascinating era of fiction, much of it aimed at blue-collar working men in the United States. The site's authors are paperback archaeologists of the first rank, and their thousands of reviews are always concise and informative. While much of my reading is classic science fiction, Paperback Warrior has recently been my guide into the often brilliantly dark crime fiction of the same era. What follows is my layperson's reviews of two novels strongly recommended on the site, and which can be found together in a great value ebook available from California-based Stark House Press. One is A Lonely Number from 1952 by Bruce Elliott is a real obscurity, a dark and nihilistic escaped convict story set mostly in Ohio. Black Wings Has My Angel from 1953 by Elliot Chase is one of the most praised crime noir books of its era, and for many years was a very desirable rarity in paperback. These are both excellent books, terse and powerful, and as lively today as they were in the early 50s. If you like the sound of them, then I can only again recommend Paperback Warrior and Stark House Press, who I'm sure will guide you and I alike to many more engaging reads from back in the glory days of paperback fiction. So first up, One is a Lonely Number from 1952 by Bruce Elliott. Very little is known about Bruce Elliott. He was something of a genre journeyman who wrote for The Shadow magazine in the late 40s, put out some books about magic, contributed to science fiction magazines, and wrote One is a Lonely Number, which was published by Lion Books in 1952. Lion Books also published Jim Thompson, who's quite well known in the mainstream now, but Elliot enjoyed no such success. Sadly, he was hit by a taxi in 1973, which led to his death at the age of 58, a few months later. The book sets its stall out early, opening with a spectacularly seedy scene set in a cheapjack hotel in Chicago. We're introduced to the protagonist, Larry Kamenil. He's a convict who's recently escaped from the Illinois State Pen at Joliet and has just spent his last $5 on an encounter with a prostitute. It seems clear from the get-go that Kamenil is a dead man walking, in more ways than one. He's described as 32 years old and dead. Afflicted by tuberculosis, he's had one lung removed by a prison surgeon, and so any major exertion could finish him off. Determined to get down to Old Mexico, where the climate might help him live longer, Kamenil is on the run and on the make. He robs a scuzzy drug den and hops a train, but winds up desperate and penniless in a two-bit Ohio town. The Shadow magazine was all about the evil that lurks in the hearts of men, and while evil might be a strong word for Larry Kamenil, he's a seriously bad guy. At no point does Elliot seriously expect us to sympathise with his opportunistic, cruel, and frankly somewhat depraved protagonist. Kamenil is right at home in the thoroughly corrupt town in which he finds himself, but his encounters with an older widow and a teenage girl derail his plans to get out. Elliot keeps the pages turning right until the end, and his prose is as terse and engaging as his characters are cynical and selfish. Clearly, a book like this with a nihilist streak a mile wide is not for everyone, but fans of dark fiction trying to get into the 1950s paperback golden age would do well to give this one a read. Next up, Black Wings Has My Angel from 1953 by Elliot Chase. For years, the original printing of Black Wings Has My Angel was a kind of white whale for paperback crime fans. Copies were few in number and commanded extremely high prices. The novel had been praised by notable experts in the genre, and this only increased the desirability of the book. Happily, one of the most highly regarded novels of its kind is now readily available from Stark House Press. Elliot Chase was an interesting character. Like many of his contemporaries in the genre, he was both a newspaper man and a US Army veteran. Although World War II ended before his training was complete, he served in the occupation of Japan after 1945, and this inspired his first novel, The Stainless Steel Kimono, from 1947. When he wrote Black Wings, Chase was working for the Hattiesburg American newspaper in Mississippi. At times, the book draws on Chase's background, including his experience of university life and the news business, and his deep familiarity with Mississippi and Louisiana, where he was born. Told in the first person, the book opens, as does One is a Lonely Number, with an encounter between an escaped convict and a prostitute. Tim Sunblade has been out of the joint for some time, laying low and working as a roughneck on the Atchafalaya River in Louisiana. He has a plan, inherited from a cellmate who was shot dead during the prison break. He intends to travel up to Colorado and knock off an armored car there for a big payday. The girl he hires for the night, Virginia, proves to be a beautiful and volatile blonde. As they set out together, it seems that the wily and resourceful Virginia could be a tremendous asset to Tim's plan, or its fatal flaw. Believe the hype. Black Wings Has My Angel is just a flat-out great book, and a wild ride. Chase's prose is superb and often wonderfully poetic, while retaining the tough and concise noir feel. There are so many examples that picking just one is difficult, but Tim's description of a police siren is memorable. You sit in your living room and hear a siren, and it's a small and lonesome thing, and all it means to you is that you have to listen to it until it goes away. But when it is after you, it is the texture of the whole world. You will hear it until you die. The relationship between Tim and Virginia is ultimately the crux of the book. They're drawn together by a powerful sexual magnetism and united in their self-destructiveness. There is a kind of love between them and a kind of hatred. It's a complex and powerfully written relationship which drives much of this great, surprising, and deservedly revered book. Starkhouse Press is a real marvel. They ask just $4.99 for both of these books combined in ebook form, sold directly through their website. It's an extremely small price to pay for two superb examples of how energetic, thrilling, and pitch dark the best of classic crime noir can be. These books have my highest recommendation, and I'm certain to be covering more like them, including from Starkhouse Press, in the not-too-distant future. To finish up, here's some extra information. Paperback Warrior is an invaluable source of reviews and information on various paperback subgenres: crime noir, western, post-apocalyptic, spy, and men's action adventure. Very occasionally, they cover SF, fantasy, and other genres. The site's accompanying podcast has been on hiatus since late 2021, but hopefully will return. Black Wings Has My Angel is discussed in the very first episode. Starkhouse Press is an excellent publisher which re-releases classic crime noir books and sometimes other genres from the glory days of the 1950s. Their website is very primitive and creaky, but worth exploring. Novels are usually sold together in sets of two or three at very reasonable prices. The more mainstream and more expensive Hardcase Crime is also worth a look. Note that Hardcase doesn't sell directly through their site. You'll need to order through a third-party site or find their books on your e-reader. While hardly anything is known about Bruce Elliott, you can find his SF works listed on the Internet Science Fiction Database, or ISFDB. On the other hand, Wikipedia has quite a bit more information on Elliott Chase. Thanks for listening to this episode. You can find more of my writing in text and audio form at my site, andyjohnson.xyz. You can also find me on Twitter at andyjohnsonuk, and you can support me at patreon.com/andyjohnson. Catch you next time.